its abilities to help patients overcome addiction and depression. While psychedelics are still illegal, the government's attitude toward their use by the medical community seems to be loosening. Researchers still have much to learn about how these drugs affect the brain. Hallucinogens bind to the same receptors that usually attract serotonin, a natural chemical that regulates feelings of happiness and well-being. However, successful psychedelic therapy depends less on the drug itself and more on the atmosphere that surrounds patients while they're under the influence. Psychedelics make their users highly susceptible to suggestion. Harsh clinical surroundings or the lack of a positive mantra to guide the session can heighten the chance of a bad trip. When administered correctly, psychedelic therapy allows the patient to experience positive depersonalization. During a complete mystical experience, the patient's ego dissolves. Users experience a feeling that they are at one with a higher power, whether that be the earth, a deity, or the universe itself. By allowing an individual to bypass habituated thought processes, psychedelics invite the user to explore new ways of emotionally reacting to stressors in life. Many users come away with the same message, that love, above any other emotion, is the most important force in the universe. Key insights. 1.